Blog Talk Radio.
Much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. And the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. I am Mary Hollis, your host. And I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I did. I decided to go home and be with my siblings that I haven't seen all of them in one setting in a long time. So I had a great time. It was a quiet ride because I went during Thanksgiving morning. So it wasn't a bad drive and everything went well. We had a good time to fellowship and talked about old times and laughed And I hope that you did some of the same things. I hope that you spent time with your friends and family and enjoy it as much as you possibly could. I know it brought a lot of memories back because of the absence of that special loved one. Well, tonight we are going to have three topics that I'm going to discuss. And I'm still reading, getting information from the books I mentioned to you, Journeying Through Grief, and those books are still available for $10. It's four books for $10 only. So just get in touch with me and let me know if you still want to purchase that book because I have more on hand. The three topics that I'm going to talk on tonight is taking care of yourself, the fog of grief, and you did the best you could. And we'll begin with taking care of yourself. And I hope that you had an opportunity to, even though you maybe did a lot of cooking, that you had time to rest. Grief is a time when people need to spend extra time and energy taking care of themselves. Put your own needs first. Let grief take time, and grief is work. It does take time. There's no special time in it. Grief doesn't just affect people emotionally, but it also affects them physically. It is important to eat well, to get adequate sleep, and to exercise regularly. It is important that you do those things because you have to keep yourself going by eating and sleeping. I know sometimes it's hard to sleep, but try your best to get as much as you can so you can your body will be able to function properly. It might even be a good thing to schedule a checkup in the near future, since there are some evidence that people who suffer a significant loss can be more susceptible to illnesses. Those who were their loved one's primary caregiver often have difficulty getting back into a regular sleep cycle. Your physician can help you regain proper sleep habits. Grief is hard enough as it is, but it can become even more difficult if you start having health problems. Take good care of yourself, and you, because you are important too. Go the extra mile for yourself and treat yourself as the important person you are. And God will also help you through that process, because in Psalms 147:3 says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So He does just that. As you go along through your journey of grief, He will help you do that, those steps and those journey, because He promised you that He will heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. And also, begin doing something that you always wanted to do yourself. That's also healthy and reassuring, and giving you that, giving you energy and momentum to go and also start something that you had in mind for years and never started. Begin doing something like maybe some types of craft, learning how to do silk flowers, fresh flowers, making cards, greeting cards. You want to go back to school? I do some traveling. So just think of those things that you always wanted to do and start thinking about when you start and start investigating on those different things, where you can go. I did myself, I think a couple of years after I lost my husband, I always wanted to do floral. And I learned how to do fresh flowers and silk flowers. And also, as time went on, I opened my own business called Mary's Creation, and I did floral, gift baskets, and all those things. Even did wedding for a while. But it got a little bit hectic trying to do a lot of different things, so I do pretty much those things for my own home and also upon request from others. So think of the things that you might be interested in, and that will help you take some of those idle time from you and be able to do something that's very special to you. The next topic is the fog of grief. The fog of grief can affect our ability to think or concentrate. This fog often set in right after a loved one has passed. But even after shock wears off, the fog can linger or come and go and linger and come back for a long period of time. Our grieving, this man told a story, and how he came out of a grocery store, pushed his cart full of grocery to his car, then got his car and drove off, leaving the grocery behind. Another woman described how she read the same pages in a book five to six times and still couldn't remember what she read. Fog, that fog of grief. What happens is that our grief sets so heavy that it surrounds us, clouds our minds, and interferes with our ability to think clearly. And we are overloaded. People describe this feeling in many ways, going through the motions. Florence, if you're on the line, it's just like she said, that when her husband passed, she was just going through the motion. She was a zombie. So, and functioning at 50%. You were not functioning at 100%. You're functioning at 50%. These are the different things that it happens when your mind is all fogged. If you are stuck in the fog of grief, be patient with yourself. It's normal, and it will pass in time. Try to avoid tackling anything that is really difficult or requires lots of concentration. If you must do such a task, ask someone to help. Be extra careful when doing potentially dangerous activities such as driving, cooking, yard work, home maintenance, since people tend to be more accident prone during grief because you're not functioning, because you're overloaded with all of these emotional feelings. So that happens as well. And there, this man made this statement, and just to let you know that when you're going through that, when you're stuck in that fog of grief, even if you hold on God seems to slip at times, don't worry. God has a firm hold on you. When you think that God doesn't have that, he's not there. He's not holding on to your situation. But he is. He's walking right beside you. He has that firm hold on you. He won't let you fall. So keep being encouraged, knowing that he will walk with you through this journey of grief. Sometimes I know you don't always feel that way, but he's there. And he will give you ways to let you know that he's there as well, too. If you keep forgetting things, do as one man did. He carried a little notebook around and then write yourself notes and reminder during the day. Now, that's something. I have papers all over this house. I have papers near my nightstand with a pen in my office, downstairs in the kitchen, because I spend a lot of time in the kitchen, and also I do a lot of work at my breakfast table, so I have pens and paper down there as well. Because sometimes we do, when our mind is stuck in that fog of grief, we can't think, we can't remember things all the time. So as soon as you remember something, write it down. And also, it doesn't just happen when we are stuck in the fog of grief. Is when we are senior, when our age sets in, we start forgetting. But that's one way to be helpful to you by having a pad around you with a pen and writing things down when you think that you're going to forget it. Because sometimes you can walk upstairs and you forget what you came upstairs for. And sometimes you have to go all the way back down before you can remember. And sometimes what happens to me most of the time now, too, I think I get down about three steps. And as soon as I'm walking down three steps, all of a sudden the thoughts comes back. So I don't know how it happens with you, but that's most of the time it happens to me. Every now and then I have to go all the way down. But sometimes now about three steps down and all of a sudden it'll come back. Remember, the fog is only temporary. It may linger at times, but it will come and go for a while. But sooner or later, the fog will lift. Just like it lifts on a daily basis, when the temperature change at times when it's very humid, the humidity, you see that fog. But as the day go on, that fog lifts. And that's the same thing as grief. It will lift. It will get clearer and clearer and better as you go along your journey of grief. The next thing is, the topic is, you did the best you could. Well, I guess you wonder, what did I do the best you think you did the best you could? Well, let me talk about it. Much too often after losing a loved one, people look back on their own shortcomings and mistakes that they dwell on all the way, dwell on all the way that they feel that they may have let their loved one down. I'm sure that you have had all different types of thoughts and emotions about this. Things such as, I should have noticed the warning signs. Not just noticing warning signs, pushing him or her to go to the doctor, to see what exactly was going on. Why did I argue with him or her the last time I saw him or her alive? That is a biggie. Many of us do have those guilt. You know, if there was something that you didn't have a pleasant conversation that evening, the day before, whatever. If I had the opportunity to say goodbye, some of us didn't get to say goodbye. I didn't get to say goodbye that morning when it happened, but I felt that God was allowing me and the kids to spend a lot of time with him on the telephone. My husband was a firefighter, and you know, firefighter stays at the station 24 hours before they come home. And we spent an unusual amount of time on the phone with him, laughing and playing with the kids. And he called a little bit more often than normal that day and evening. So the last time I did talk with him was that evening after just before the kids were getting ready to go to bed. And I think that was God's way of letting me spending that time that I needed to spend. So I didn't say goodbye that, you know, before it happened that morning. It happened about 7:30 that morning, Sunday morning. But I did say goodbye to him. We did have a special moment before he left for work. Good conversation. And also, the unusual thing that he did that he doesn't normally do. That morning when he left for work, my bedroom is right down, when you walk out the door, it's the steps going downstairs. He turned back and looked and smiled at me. And normally, he'll just leave and, he'll say something to me, but leave and go on to work. But that morning, he looked back. He had his head, his body, he leaned back and looked at me and smiled. That was the last time I saw him. But it was special because I always remember that smile. I can remember that smile just like it was yesterday. That's how much it meant to me, and it sticks with me. So that's something that's very comforting to me, knowing that I got that last smile. I know some of you did not get it, or some of you were there when it happened, but just knowing, just reminisce on that last moment, a time that you spent. It is easy, it is very easy to have second guess yourself. We can find a hundred of things that you could have said or done differently, and we beat up ourselves because of that situation. Realize, however, that you just went through one of the most difficult experiences anyone ever has to go through. You may have had to make some of the hard hardest decision anyone will ever have to make. To top it off, you just knowing that you are human, you're not a superwoman, a superman. Like everyone else, you get tired, become irritable, and sometimes make mistakes. Your loved one was also a regular and human being who struggled with the same kind of limits and weaknesses. So just knowing that you are human, going through all of these different emotions. If you're feeling guilty or remorseful over something that you did or you didn't do or you say, that's okay. It's common for a grieving person to feel that way, and I'm sure that you felt that way. But try not to be too hard on yourself. Now, many of you probably was a, some of you were caregivers. Now, you were, if you were a caregiver for a long period of time, you spent a lot of time taking care of that, your loved one. So you may not have had guilt because you spent so much time taking care of him. But you, I had some guilt, some feelings that I had because I was not old when I got to the hospital and that he had already passed. And I blamed it on the way he died because the way he ate. He loved eating. He loved cooking, too. He loved eating. And I thought that some of the things that he ate wasn't always healthy. And I thought, and I, you know, blamed him. I didn't blame myself. I blamed him for eating that way. But it wasn't found out later. It was not the cause of his death. Well, but not try not to be too hard on yourself. Forgive yourself. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. In a difficult time, if in a difficult time under difficult circumstances, you did the very best that you could. Just knowing that. Just think about the experience. Even though that you felt that if you did something differently, he would still be here. Just knowing that God has a time for all of us. And we don't have that time. He didn't give us a book and saying, Mary, you're going to be gone by a certain time. He's going to be gone by a certain time. We never know the time. So we must try to accept and knowing that God, I don't like the comment people say, God knows what's best. And the other thing is, yes, he knows what's best, but it's not the best thing that someone wants to hear then, because you want your loved one back. You don't want to dwell on that was God's decision and that was the time. Or you feel that you're going through this emotion and you want that person back. But as time goes on, you will feel the presence of God and you'll know that God is in the midst of the situation, that he's helping you through this journey of grief. So don't beat up on yourself. Forgive yourself and take care of yourself and knowing that God is, just like he said in Psalms 147:3, that he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He will do just that. And that is the end of the three topics that I wanted to talk about tonight. I would need, I'm going to take the three topics that we're going to be talking about next week, but I need your help on it. The three topics is going to be, and this is going to be the end of this first book. And the first book was called A Time to Grieve. The next book we're going to go into, it's the title is Experiencing Grief. But we have three more topics to finish in this particular book. Myths about grief, find coping methods that are right for you if God seems far away. That second topic. Find coping methods that are right for you if God right for you. I need you. Some of you are early in a stage of grief. Some of you have gone through a year, maybe 2 years. I would like for you to text me, please. You can text me or call me, but I need you to do this no later than next Sunday. Between now and next Sunday, I'm not going to remind you now. I want you to write this down. Help me out. I need you to, it doesn't have to be every single person, but I would like for you to reach out to me and let me know of something that you have done or you are doing to cope with your journey of grief. What is something that is working well with you? Because, you know, if it works well with you, it could work well with someone else. And I want to share. You don't have to. I'm not going to mention your name on the air. I'm just going to mention the situation that the method that you have given me. So I need your help. I want you to engage with me and help me to make to finish this book off with these two topics. And the most important one I want to deal with is finding coping methods that are right for you. And just knowing that if you share it, it will benefit someone else. And that's what we're all about, helping each other. So I need you to do that for me this week. Text me or call me and share that with me. And I won't share it on the air if you don't want me to call your name or whatever. I just want to talk about it because I know someone will benefit from it. So do that for me. The next thing I want to mention to you is I have some announcements because we only have 3 more minutes left on the air. I mentioned last week that we already decided on the trip that we're going on. We're going to the Biltmore Estate in Ashford, North Carolina, June the 18th through the 20th for 3 days and 2 nights. The total is $331. Even that includes our 2 dinners and 2 breakfasts, because we're only going to be there for 3 days. What else I need to mention? Hold on, I got the flyer right here. So I'm going to try to read it. Miss something? Yes. It is 4 meals, 2 breakfasts and 2 dinner, and we will be traveling on Diamond Tours. Diamond Tours is a very reputable company, and they give you the best service. They do everything for you. And we had a great time when we went to New Orleans this past June. It is June the 18th through the 20th. So please, and oh, there's a deposit that's due December 10th, but $31. So the total trip is $331. I need $31 to hold your seat. So call me and let me know. My telephone number, if you don't have it, 770-981-9118. That's my landline, 770-981-9118. The next thing is, and we have 60 seconds left. We have reservation for our Christmas brunch at Louisiana Bistro in Decatur from 1:30 to 3:30. Reservation. That's mean you need to be on time. It is located. If you Google or whatever, it is 1496 Church Street. Just remember Church Street, and it's right across from the Cab Medical Indicator, in that new area where Walmart and all those other new stores are. And it is on December 15th. December 15th from 1:30 to 3:30. That's our Christmas fellowship at Louisiana Bistro. It is Cajun food. The food is delicious. I've been there on several occasions when it first opened up. That's all I have for you tonight. Tune in again next week. If you have anyone that you can share, that we are doing 6-week grief session. This is number 3, so we have 3 more to go before Christmas. And the title is Journeying Through Grief. Be blessed, have a great week, and I'm looking for your call to help me talk about find coping methods that are right for you. Thank you so much. Be blessed and have a great week. And good night.
Figured out, you're watching us now.